What is up, guys? It is Dylan Lepore here, and I haven't done this in a while, so it is good to be back. Hopefully, I can start putting this on track. But everything has been going pretty well here at college. I am continuing my job. It's been great. The people that I work with are great. I am the new editor-in-chief of the Radford Tartan, starting next semester, the spring semester, which is going to be pretty cool. I mean, I think I'll really enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of work, but I hope I can bring some new changes and maybe a different look and try to bring new people to start writing for it. And it's going to be exciting. I'm really excited for it. And yeah, college. Next week, I'm going off to Thanksgiving break. Finally, get to do that. Thanksgiving. Nobody celebrates Thanksgiving anymore, though. Freaking. What is it? November 1st, they already set up the Christmas tree in the Radford Library already, which is pretty crazy. I was like, why are they setting up a Christmas tree? I guess because they think it's Christmas already. It's not December, but Black Friday's coming by after Thanksgiving. Nobody cares about Thanksgiving, honestly. It's just, I guess it's an old tradition that people are starting to forget, and probably nobody's going to really celebrate it anymore in the future. That's just my take on it. But I still celebrate Thanksgiving, and I'm going to home Friday and finally spending a week, hopefully trying to do something with the family while doing nothing relates to work. But overall, everything's been going great. I've been talking to people, been trying to get connections, get networking, talking to teachers, and everything has been going great. And I guess I guess it's like nobody thinks that freshmen should be doing all this stuff. And I think that's kind of stupid because why am I here then if I'm not going to do anything? I don't know. That's just a lot of people at Radford or a lot of people at college mostly seem that way. And hopefully they get to hopefully their mind changes at some point because it kind of has to. Even seniors are still not that senioritis is a thing, but lots of seniors are still haven't done anything since their freshman year, which is really sad. I mean, oh my God. But in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on YouTube and other podcasting services. Find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLepore, and find the MP3 on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. Also, on iTunes as well. If you want to throw me a couple bucks, head on over to youtube.streamlabs.com/DylanLepore. It helps me keep this channel running and helps me pay for my SoundCloud subscription, which is necessary to keep this podcast running. So thanks to everybody that is donating. Thank you very much. And I also like to announce that there is a new podcast I have that's coming out. I have to make the design for it, graphic design for it, but it's only an audio podcast, not a video and an audio podcast like this. But it'll be on SoundCloud and iTunes and YouTube as well. It's with RadioFreeRadford.com. It's called the Thursday Afternoon Games Chat. It's where I pick a game for the week and just talk, take 30 minutes out of the day and just talk about that specific game. On Thursday, I recorded live at 1 p.m. The times are going to change because of I won't have that same schedule every semester, so it's going to be 1 p.m. someday and another time. But it's hopefully it's always going to be on sometime Thursday afternoon. That is the plan. Sometime Thursday in the afternoon. That is the plan. 1 p.m. is not going to stick, but it'll definitely stick for now, and it'll change in the future. But yeah, I just pick one game and start with it. I already recorded it, so I record it live on Thursday, and then a week later it airs on YouTube or iTunes and SoundCloud. So this Thursday at 1 p.m. it'll drop, and you guys can start listening to the 30-minute podcast. And I decided to do it 30 minutes because I didn't want to I do a lot of stuff, and I didn't want to overwhelm myself, so 30 minutes is just good. Just type up something real quick and just start talking about a game I really like about. And maybe I'll have somebody on the show talking about the game with me who played the game, and maybe I won't, but we'll see how that goes. And remember, RadioFreeRadford.com, it's live every Thursday at 1 p.m., and then after a week, it's on YouTube and SoundCloud and iTunes around Thursday at 1 p.m. Or just that morning. I'll just upload it that morning instead of having it specifically at 1 p.m. But this is still not live, this podcast right now, Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast, still not live, and I'm going to keep it that way for right now because trying to schedule this podcast for an hour long is kind of it's actually a chunk, a big chunk I got to take out of my day to make this podcast and make it for YouTube and SoundCloud, iTunes, and whatnot. But we start out with the PlayStation news. Here we go. Destiny 2 Double XP Weekend coming next week. Must be playing with a clan member, though, to emphasize clans working together, because they really want clans to be together instead of lots of clans develop and become this big thing, but then after a while they start to die out. Luckily that hasn't been with SSE. SSE is a clan I'm with, and they're always active 1,000% of the time, unless it's a dying period for Destiny, where that happens occasionally. But let's get into it. Highlighted briefly at TwitchCon, Bungie finally announced when the first Clarion call for Destiny 2 will be happening. And this is an article from PlayStation Lifestyle. Clarion call is Clarion Claw is an adaptive Destiny 2 double XP event where Bungie can employ up to different sets of criteria for the double XP and get people playing certain activities or in specific ways. Running from November 17th through November 20th, Guardians will earn double XP for playing with another member of their clan. If you aren't in a clan, you'll either have to join one or sit this particular Clarion Call out. Bungie has indicated that future clan calls will have other requirements that will support individual play as well. So they're not just focusing on clans, but this one is specifically to clans. But there is no clear indication of how often clan call will be active. Here's what Bungie has to say about the upcoming event. Starting on November 17th, the first clan call for Destiny 2 will be live all weekend long. This will be an opportunity for you to earn double XP for everything you do with a fellow clan member in your fire team. If you aren't in a clan, this would be the perfect time to join one. Your increased gains will run from 10 a.m. Pacific on November 17th to 10 a.m. Pacific on November 20th. If you are dedicated to playing solo, there will be future clan calls that won't require you to play with a clan, which is pretty good, again, because not everybody is in a clan, and not everybody is like a multiplayer or everybody. So there's lots of gamers still out there, and I'm still one of them. I am in a clan, and I do Destiny multiplayer and stuff, but I still like to play solo games. I don't like to do Rift and Summoner's War and whatnot for thousands of hours, constantly not. I'm gaining my character, but where is that really leading me? I'm just an infinite loop of just working to nothing, really. Not to say that you're not working to nothing, but when I mean nothing, I mean just not load. There's not like some event you can just say the end and just leave the game and never touch it again. Unless you're a trophy hunter, which is I am. Jeez, there's so much stuff in video games. It's just crazy. Keep in mind that this gives you at least a last chance to get the emotes and armors that you want from the bright engrams at Eververse. Once Season 2 starts, these items will be gone forever. Gone forever. Not really gone forever. They're probably going to come back sometime because Destiny 1, at the end of Destiny 1's life cycle, they all came back for their anniversary thing that's going is still going on. It's not going to end. Bungie also announced that a PS4 Pro and Xbox One X update will be released on December 5th to add HDR and 4K support. This is the same day as the launch of the Curse of Osiris expansion. Will be detailed in a series of live streams this month that Destiny will be, well, Bungie will be doing for Destiny. So keep in mind those dates. I don't think they haven't announced them yet, but if they have, let me know in the comments down below, or email me, or tweet me, or whatever social medias I have them. Just look up my school, my name. First, you'll see a guy that plays football, and then after that, you'll see all my pictures. Literally, if you look at my name, you'll see a guy that plays football, and then all my. Never mind. Sony provides PlayStation Plus extensions to disaster-affected areas. I told this to some people, and they were like, what? That's unfair. I was like, well, do you want your town to be hit by a hurricane, and then you get more PlayStation Plus? I don't think so. It seems like Sony is extending PlayStation Plus for players who live in areas that were recently affected by Hurricane Harvey, and I can't always pronounce his name. Irem, whatever. If you've been affected by some of the recent natural disasters that have been occurring in certain areas around the world, then you may have some good news in your inbox. Late last night, Sony Interactive Entertainment began rolling out PlayStation Plus extensions for players that live in areas hit by recent hurricanes and floods. No official blog post or press release has been made by Sony. However, based on initial reports, it seems like accounts that have their locations set to Florida and Texas will be extended by 30 days. As of the time of this writing, it's unknown whether or not the players in Puerto Rico will see the same type of extension, or even a lengthier one, considering their citizens have been without power for a while. Now, as someone whose home was hit by the destructive winds of Hurricane Irma and was without power for a whole week, it's nice to see companies, including Sony extending memberships far beyond that needed in order to compensate for the time lost. It's a small help, but one that's most much appreciated. The email notifying players of the extension will have been sent to the account tied to your PSN ID. If you want to make sure that your account was extended, just sign on to your PS4 and click on the PlayStation Plus icon in the top left-hand corner. After doing so, you'll need to click Manage membership icon and then select subscription. And that's pretty much it. This article is from DualShockers.com. It's pretty nice that Sony is doing this for areas of disaster. But I wonder, I wouldn't suggest this because this is horrible. But I wonder if people set their accounts to Texas or try to see if they could get an extension. That is horrible. but I mean, like, so, like, pretend, I don't know, New Mexico was hit by a very horrible, hopefully it doesn't happen, very horrible hurricane. And everybody at that time set their accounts to, because they heard of it and they heard what Sony did, they set their accounts to, they live in New Mexico. I don't know if you can change, where, if you can change, if you can change where you live, but that'd be pretty messed up if a lot of people just did that to just get a 30-day extension. Jesus Christ, man. I don't know. I don't people, man. PS4 exclusive Ghost of, I'm gonna say this wrong, Tushimi and Dreams will get news at PlayStation Experience, because Paris Games Week just passed and they just did a PlayStation Xbox and whatever did a whole bunch of game releases, and especially PlayStation more specifically released a game, and they just did a couple updates and released a little bit more. But when PlayStation Experience comes by again next year, I forget what date that is. I need to look that up. If you know, please comment down below. They released a whole bunch of games at Paris Games Week. I didn't get a chance to watch it because I was at class, sadly. I was at class, but I would have live streamed it, but they released a whole bunch of games, and this is one of the games that everybody was actually talking about. Sucker Punch's Ghost of Tushimi and Media Molecule's Dreams, which you haven't heard anything about. Dreams, Media Molecule's Dreams game. They did PlayStation Move, where they were like moving the puppets back and forth with the PlayStation Move. We haven't heard anything about that. But has confirmed for the upcoming PlayStation Spirits event in Anaheim. Sucker Punch's Ghost of Tushimi opened Sony's Interactive Experience pre-Paris Games Week press conference, while Media Molecule's Dreams was completely absent. If we heard that it's still coming, yet the two games have something in common besides being both PS4 exclusives, and that's that they're going to get new information at PlayStation Experience. The confirmation just gave Viva a PlayStation blog post. PlayStation Experience will be held in Anaheim on December 9th and December 10th, while a presentation happening on the evening of December 8th at 8 p.m. Pacific time. The presentation will be hosted by Sony Interactive Entertainment Worldwide Studios Chairman Sean Layden! He's a funny guy. And will come with special guest surprises and game updates. Whoa, exciting stuff. Special guest, man. Ooh. The event will also present attendees with plenty of hands-on gameplay. A show floor real estate expanded by 50% compared to last year. Gran Turismo Sport, competitions, the Capcom Cup, of course, merchandise of unavailable elsewhere, and so forth and so on. My dream is to work in video game journalism, and then my second dream is to go to E3 and Paris Games Week and PlayStation Experience. I love to be surrounded by all that gaming stuff, but oh my god. Good stuff is happening, and we finally get to hear something about this dream game, because this dream game has been talked about, I don't know, three and a half, 4 years ish, maybe a little bit less, I'm not sure, but this game has not been talked about at all for a while, which is pretty sad. Resident Evil sales reach 1.1 million units. Resident Evil 7 Biohazard has sold 1.4 million copies as of September 30th. Capcom revealed the figure as part of its latest financial results, which show Resident Evil 7 is now tied with Monster Hunter 4 Unlimited, Monster Hunter 4, and Street Fighter 2 Turbo as the publisher's seventh best-selling game of all time. Resident Evil 5 remains atop that list with 7.2 million units. Resident Evil 7 was released this past January on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. A gold edition of the first-person horror game will be released on December 12th, the same day as its long-awaited story-based add-ons, Not a Hero and End of Zoe, which I still haven't played that game. I'm sorry. I still haven't played that game. Resident Evil 7, I still have not played that game. And mostly because I'm a broke college kid. Christmas, hey, mom and dad, hey, anybody out there? Hey, Resident Evil 7, I still want it. And maybe you can pitch in a PSVR, too. Oh, God. But that is great that Resident Evil 7 was selling. When I first played the demo, this was like a game changer because it pulled inspiration from PT. And it was a great, and finding out all the secrets, and this was a demo that they updated. This was a demo that they updated to add more secrets to it and more areas to go to, which is pretty cool. And I also, when playing the demo the first time, I completed the game as naturally as possible. And that's what they aimed for. Like, I mean, they didn't expect me to go that way. They didn't expect me to do this thing. They did expect me to go that way. They did expect me to go this way. They did expect me to get that and then die when I opened the door. Because that was too obvious of a way to do it. But when I looked up more and went up the stairs and saw the thumb and saw the thing and do the thing with the thing and go upstairs, you see the mannequins and there's a mannequin behind you as soon as you flip the lights on. It's freaking weird. There's the attic you can go up to. There's a phone with a camera. Not a camera, with a photo. And there's a... it's not a gun. I think it's an axe you can get and start chopping up stuff. To see how the weapons would work, and it was well-witted. It was a well-hidden axe too, by the way. but overall, it was a pretty fun demo, and I really want to play the game. I did a article and a piece on Resident Evil 4 because I haven't played any. I haven't really played any of the Resident Evil games, but I have. It was like last year I played Resident Evil 4 for the first time, and the article was like playing Resident Evil 4 for the first time 15 years later, and it was a great, it's a great game. Like, it's a really good game, and I really liked it, and all the set pieces they had, and all the big action moments they had, but I'd be scared as crap to play freaking Resident Evil 7 with a PSVR at night when lights are off, everything's dark. Oh my god. That'd be pretty freaking scary, and it's worth the 4.1 million units that is sold, grossing 7.2 million atop the list with 7.2 million units. Resident Evil 7 was released this past January on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And yeah, I already read that. Gold edition. With Not a Hero and Zoe December 12th. PlayStation users can now turn trophies into money. Whoa! There's never been a better time to be a trophy hunter, as PlayStation has updated its Sony reward system to allow gamers to cash in their hard-earned achievements for spendable currency. This time, it's only gold trophies. They did a thing where you could turn your platinum trophies to get rewards, but that was... Not everybody can get platinum trophies, so they're going with gold. There's a lot of really cheap games out there that can actually give you gold trophies. There's this cat game, I believe, that only gives gold trophies when you do the simplest things. Find those games, and you can get money. Let's go. The new addition to this popular reward scheme will likely see more players going for 100% completion in their games in order to earn a little extra cash. How much a player earns is dependent on which trophies the user has acquired, but even the most casual gamer should be able to earn a little extra money from the system. Bronze trophies won't convert into currency, but other trophy levels will each allow or a small amount of cash generation. 100 silver trophies can be converted into 100 points, while 25 gold trophies will net users a more substantial 25 points. A more substantial 25 points. No. Well, it's a substantial 250 points. Finally, Sony fans can trade in 10 of their exclusive platinum trophies for an impressive 1,000 points. For every 1,000 points earned, a user can convert their stash into $10 of PlayStation Store credit, giving players a little extra money toward their new purchase and possible even allowing for free games to be picked up from time to time. So I think I have 19 platinum trophies right now. I think my level's 19. I don't know how many. I think I have 20 something platinum trophies. So I don't know. I gotta keep reading, but I'm not sure if it's just right after, because that'd be pretty sick if it was right after. That it would convert the trophies that you already earn into points. But let's continue. On top of this, players who already make use of Sony Play Rewards program, which I do when I buy stuff. I don't really actively use it, but when I buy stuff, I use it. I don't buy stuff that often anyway. We'll be getting an extra point for every dollar they spend on the PlayStation Store. Those who subscribe to multiple Sonyverse services will also be earning additional points as being a member of PlayStation Plus, which I am, PlayStation Now, which I'm not, and PlayStation Music, which I'm not, will multiply earnings by 2, 3, and 4 times for each software utilized. This new addition to the Sony Rewards program will likely have more frugal of players spending a little more time with their purchases in order to earn some of the rarer and more complex trophies in games such as Assassin's Creed Origins and South Park the Fractured Butthole. This extra time is more than likely going to be spent acquiring some of the title's significant number of collectibles. While players aren't going to be earning a huge amount of money from the latest edition to the rewards game, it's certainly set to be a nice boost to the wallets of more dedicated fans. The new update to Sony Rewards is available now across all regions. So go earn some trophies and earn some money while you're at it, you know. And then I want to talk about Horizon Zero Dawn. So the new add-on, new expansion. It's actually a pretty significant expansion. You can tell by the trophies, because my trophies went from 100% to 70%. No, I forgot to mention the other two trophies. So there's two trophies, and I don't know what percentage, but anyway, if you take off the two trophies that I'm missing from the add-on from the extra hard mode, it's 30% worth of trophies, basically, around 30% of trophies, a little bit less than 30%, but it's pretty cool how big that expansion is, because you can see on the map, they posted a screenshot of the map, it's this giant chunk. It's bigger than the original area you used to visit, and so it's a bigger chunk of area, and it's the Frozen Wilds, which is a pretty cool one. Overall, it's getting well received. 7, 8, 9s, 9.1s, that's what I saw. But overall, it's being very well received, and everybody is pretty liking it. So I just wanted to mention that as one talk about. But now we get into the new releases week of November 14th, 2017. And first, we start out with Ashes Cricket. Yes, it's a cricket game for PS4 digital, out November 16th. Ashes Cricket is the officially licensed video game of cricket's greatest rivalry, bringing all the fast-paced action, big hit, and skill that you see in the greatest cricket competition on earth, which I mean, if you like cricket games, go ahead. And then ATV Drift and Tricks PS4 digital. When was the last time you played an ATV game? Tired of two-wheeled vehicles, ATV Drift and Tricks is the ATV game for you, a quad-only racing game with both solo and multiplayer play. That's kind of joking on Trials Fusion and games like that. Oh, wow. Nice one, ATV. Ben 10. Wow. PS4 digital and retail. Ben 10 to Ben Tennyson is up to you. It's up to you to save the world. Take on some of Ben's most infamous enemies, including Zambuzo, Queen Bee, and the Weatherheads. I probably said some of those names wrong, but again, I'm not a big Ben 10 activist. So, again, Cat Quest, PS4 Digital. Cat Quest is an open-world RPG set in the possum world of cats in search of your captured... captive sister, a catnapped sister. You pounce into the massive massive content of Feline Guard, a world crafted in the style of overworld maps of yore and Persing with cat taste, characters, stories, and puns. Wow, this is pretty bad. Cat Quest, remember the name. hey, Da Blob, yes, PS4 Digital out 11/16. Yes, Da Blob is a 3D platformer where players maneuver their hero, Da Blob, equal parts a blob of paint, struggling artists, a revolutionary, and juvenile delinquent. Da Blob is a fun game, and if you guys have not played that, it's a pretty old game, but nonetheless, it's pretty fun and very unique on its own. I think it's developed by Ubisoft, I'm pretty sure. But Da Blob is a very... They also made Da Blob 2. I don't think I played that one, but I played the original Da Blob, and I had a ton of fun with it. Demon Gaze 2, PS4, and PS Vita Digital and Retail. Magnaster has spellbound the people of Artura into obeying him. It is up to you, the Demon Gazer, to wield the power of demons, liberate Astra citizens, and shine the light of revolution. Okay. Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim VR, PSVR Digital and Retail out 11/17. There's a lot of buzz around this game, and hopefully it's as good as people think, because they also are doing a bundle with the PSVR itself, and we'll see how that turns out. It's going to be very interesting, and I like how they did this emblem here. They did the emblem, the top half of the Skyrim emblem with the dragon and the two wings is all regular metal, and the bottom is more digitized, which is kind of cool. A true full-length open-world game for VR has arrived from award-winning developers Bethesda Game Studios. Skyrim VR reimagines the complete epic fantasy masterpiece with an unparalleled sense of scale, depth, and immersion. Far From Noise, PS4 Digital. It seems like an indie game. You are balanced on the edge of a cliff in an old rusting car. The sun is setting behind the horizon and night will soon fall. With no imminent means of escape, perhaps all that's left is to attempt to feel some connection with the world at the end of it all. That sounds kind of an interesting game. I mean, I don't really know about it, but maybe it's a story game? Far From Noise. I'll definitely look into that. Far From Noise. Next up, we got Knights of Valor. PS4 Digital out 11/16. Knights of Valor. Arcade never dies. Experience the side-scrolling beat-em-up of beat-em-up arcade masterpiece. L.A. Noir, hey! PS4 Digital L.A. Noir, a dark and violent crime thriller set against the backdrop of 1940s Los Angeles. L.A. Noir is still a game I haven't played, and really, it's made by Rockstar, and I really need to play this game. I really need to play this game. I remember first getting the Game Informer with it. Oh, God. LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2, PS4 Digital and Retail. Join your favorite superheroes and supervillains from different eras and relations and realities as they go head-to-head with the time-traveling Kong of Conqueror in all new original adventure. Outcast Second Contact, PS4, digital and retail. Outcast Second Contact. Why is it? Oh my god. Is the complete remake of the cult title Outcast, the first 3D open world game in video game history and pioneer in the modern action adventure genre. That will be definitely one to look into. Hopefully the remastered is good, and hopefully it keeps up to date with its oldness of it. So hopefully this remake, this remake is a little bit better and doesn't show as much old, because when you gotta make a remake, you gotta make it up to date too with modern gamers, because lots of gamers are now used to the regular controllers we use today, thumbsticks and trigger buttons. Hopefully it's not clunky, but we'll see. Road Rage PS4, digital and retail. Road Rage is an over-the-top knockdown drag out motorcycle combat game that tests your skills on a range of bad butt bikes. Race, fight, and hustle your way through the ranks of an insane outlaw motorcycle gang. Cool. Schoolgirl / Zombie Hunter. That is the name of this. It's called SGZH. Oh my god. PS4 digital retail out 11/17. Set in one Chibra universe. Once Hembra universe, and taking place of the prestigious Christ High School? Oh my god. Known for the balanced curriculum of sports and academics, this is a story survival. Five students cut off from the outside world and surrounded by a seemingly endless flood of zombie hordes, which I'd say pass on that game. Oh my god. The Sims 4! Hey! PS4 digital retail out 11/17. Lots of the games are out 11/17, which is Friday of next week. Enjoy the power to create and control people in a virtual world where there are no rules. Be powerful and free. Have fun and play with life, which is kind of cool that they're finally bringing that over. Lots of news has been around this, and that's pretty cool that they're bringing it over. Hopefully, consoles can start being active in the Simsverse. Star Wars Battlefront 2, PS4 digital and retail out 11/17. Sweet! Embark on an endless Star Wars action experience from the best-selling franchise. Rush through waves of enemies on Starkiller Base. Line up your X-Wings squadron from an attack on a mammoth First Order Star Destroyer in space, or rise as new hero Eden and Elliot, an elite Imperial Special Force soldier, and discover an emotional and gripping single-player story spanning 30 years. Finally, hey, we get a story. Must be grateful. Tokyo Tattoo Girls, PS Vita, digital and retail. Oh my god. It's time to show off that ink, baby. I added that baby part. Enter the world of Tokyo Tattoo Girls, where you will select a champion girl and battle the syndicate of conquering the 23 wards of Tokyo. Power up your champion with gorgeous Japanese tattoos and unleash her true power. Tokyo Tattoo Girls. Oh my god, these names, man. I think it's Valhalla. Spelled V-A-11-H-A-L-L-A. No, I think it's Valhalla. And it seems like a cyberpunk game. Yeah, yes. Cyberpunk bartender action is a bosom up about wifey's technology and post life. So that is it for all the games. And you can again go on the PlayStation.blog post and look up everything. But that is pretty much it for the podcast and news and stuff. But yeah, again, everything's doing pretty well here at school. My life is pretty going well. I keep writing, keep updating the WordPress, and I'm always active on Twitter. So if you ever want to follow me on Twitter, go to look up Dylan's Legos on Twitter, and you'll find me. And Dylan's Legos on Instagram. I haven't posted on that in a little bit, a couple weeks. So I'm planning on posting more, but you know, school, college, you know, gotta do the do. You know, and that's what my roommate said. Oh my God. But I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Lepore, and this is the Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast released on YouTube and other podcasting services. Find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/Dylan Lepore, and find the MP3 on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/Dylan_Lepore. Also on iTunes as well. If you want to throw me a couple bucks, head on over to head on over to youtube.streamlabs.com/Dylan Lepore. It helps me keep this channel running and helps me pay for my SoundCloud subscription, which is necessary to keep this podcast running. So thanks to everybody that is donating. Appreciate it. Thank you. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you, and I'm proud to serve you. Goodbye.